Well, the way the forecast is looking, Richard, no matter what you have planned outdoors, it's going to be gorgeous, and there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's hard to pick, but the beauty is there's so many things you can do. You can go to the one thing earlier, another thing later. The specific big things are, it's hard to narrow it down, but it's the 50th anniversary of the Renaissance Arts Fair going on both Saturday and Sunday, so you can flex the other things around that. Saturday morning downtown at 11 is the Las Cruces Veterans Parade.
And moving on to the post-election wrap-up.
So I think most people know by now that for the first time, all of Las Cruces' city councilors are women. So the lone guy on the dais will be Mayor Ken Miyagashima. The school bond and the levy issues passed handily, so the folks over at Las Cruces Public Schools will be able to get the furniture and the building work they need done. Not very many people voted. The turnout was 11%. So I know there were a lot smaller issues, and the races tend to be small when you're talking about school board and city council and water conservation district. But no matter how you slice it, 11% is a pretty disappointing turnout.
And we hear from a couple of state senators in this week's issue.
Right. Speaking of elected officials, we've got an op-ed piece from State Senator Crystal Diamond, and she talks about the irony of urban policymakers creating legislation affecting rural New Mexicans who aren't the ones actually doing the work out in the land. And then State Senator Jeff Steinborn is talking about how to interact with people that are in town working on films. There's a list of do's and don'ts, and we know they're making at least a couple of movies in town right now.
Are you supposed to run across the barricades to get your picture with Mel Gibson?
I think that's on the don't list. They didn't mention Mel specifically. I don't know if Mel might be encouraging that kind of activity, but it's probably frowned upon.
A lot of my friends on social media have managed to snap a selfie with Mel along the way. So exciting for Las Cruces. And now we'll hear from a former politician, Xochitl Torres. Smart.
Right. She has been selected for a federal position. She's the Undersecretary for Rural Development at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Mike Cook, our reporter at the Bulletin, was able to spend some time online with her this week and got a nice article talking about what she does. It's a job not a lot of people are familiar with.
And on to the arts and entertainment section. What do you have for us this week?
There's a photography exhibit at Art Obscura. It's a really striking name, Beautiful Barbarism. And from what I've seen, the photography itself is also very striking. We have five local dance groups that are collaborating for a series of performances November 11th to 13th. It's great to see those folks working together. And there's just tons of other exhibits and events. And again, going back to the granddaddy of them all, the Renaissance Fair. Arts Council Director Greg Smith details some of the things on this year's big event. And we also have a 12-page pullout section in this week's bulletin with all the schedules and lists of vendors and things. And another art item, Alamogordo native Jeff Griggs is working on a screenplay about the still unsolved Fountain murders, which took place in 1896, but it still manages to keep people's fascination all these years later.
One of our KRWG public media scholars, Noah Race, covered the innovation conference that was recently held, and you have some more on that for us now as well.
Right. It's taking a look at the way creativity can impact business and our community as a whole. And so Mike Cook has a report on that. And also there's a reminder for businesses and nonprofits that there's still time to apply for some state grant funds to help people who were struggling businesses financially from the COVID setbacks. I think the deadline is December 7th, so check that out.
All right, and you mentioned a lot going on. High school football playoffs in town.
Friday night, Mayfield is hosting the first round of state playoffs in 5A. Saturday afternoon, Cruces High is hosting first round in 6A, and the Cruces High kickoff is the same time, 2 p.m., that our Aggies will be hosting Utah State at Aggie Memorial Stadium. And if that's not enough for you, Tuesday, November 9th, is the first men's Aggie basketball game.
Wow, hard to believe.
Yeah. That's just a little bit of what's going to be in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. You can catch us all around town or go online at lascrucesbulletin.com. You can vote now in our Bulletin's Best. The voting is on.
All right. Thanks for the preview, Richard, and have a great weekend.
You too, Casey. Thanks so much.